You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
So what do you think?
About the dress or the hair? Because both are lovely.
Thank you. But I'm talking about my neck. Smell right here. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I know that perfume. I like that perfume.
Yeah. It's called Dirty Whore.
Of course.
Yeah. And it has notes of rose and amber that are just super sexy. Voyage AC has all these surprising scents, beautiful scents, incredible candles, diffusers, gorgeous face, body, and home products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageeTCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount, which is really just supposed to be for me, but she's giving it to all our listeners right now, right? Mm-hmm. That's 15% off everything you buy. I use it all the time.
All you need to do is enter the code HON, that's HUN, at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter HUN when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
Yeah. Hi, hon.
Hey, honey. So that was really cool yesterday, right? Listening to my episode with Sarah Dean.
Yeah, I think the whole experience has been super cool, actually.
Yeah, and I just wanted to kind of know what you thought about everything. I mean, I was invited to go on the Dr. Phil show in August of 2021.
We got super excited, didn't we?
We got super excited. I had written this article on critical race theory, and it caught the attention of their producers. Mm-hmm. And
it caught a lot of attention because it went to the HuffPo. And as you know, I peruse the comments.
Yes,
in the
HuffPo's
comment section. And this subject is a heated subject.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, me included, I really didn't understand what critical race theory was.
I think I understood the argument and not the subject.
Right.
Does that make sense? I understood people were upset about it. It seemed to have an impactful result of this idea being implemented, but I didn't have any real theory about how it was being implemented or where these discussions were coming from. So this was going to be an interesting conversation. We didn't know what was going to happen as you were going to be on national television talking about this.
And right.
Of course, I was so impressed with you. We put together all the B-roll film.
That's right. You shot. Yeah. My opening package.
So if you guys get to see this, which we'll have a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, and it's on our Instagram as well.
Yeah, right? I think it's on our website too, right?
Yeah.
So I shot all the B-roll. Laura got to work on homework to study.
Yes. We
were excited for the opportunity, and then as with everything that is exciting.
Wait, can we just go back to the B-roll for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Because they sent us a shot list that was like 3 pages long.
Oh, yeah. It was at the height of COVID, right? So it was August of 2021.
Yeah. And in that shot list was like, you know, probably 30 different setups for Scott to direct me in a day.
And if anybody knows me, that I've never been trained in shooting film, much less
photography.
But yeah, we did it. Your dad loved it.
He did. He really loved it. But yeah, you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
I was given like a script of they had interviewed me and they kind of fed me back my words. So Scott had to shoot me saying all these things back to the camera that I had said during the interview. And it needed to look great. I needed to look great. And the lighting needed to be good. And then he was, you know, submitting all this footage to the Dr. Phil show for them to use. And so I just had to, you know, shout you out for that.
You're sweet, hon. I appreciate that. I saw it as an opportunity. And then, of course, I was hypercritical.
Yes.
Until your dad loved it. And that was all I needed. As soon as your dad loved it. And I saw the work they did with it. And I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, it looked great.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you think much about what this was going to be like? Because here's what I came to understand about these types of shows is that they shoot a bunch of footage of you guys having a discussion and then they put it together in a way that can be lopsided or it can be representative. Did you think this through?
You know, so we found out on a Saturday, right? The show was on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Saturday, like probably midday, when they contacted us and said, we'd love for you to come on the show this Tuesday, and this is all the stuff that needs to happen beforehand. I was afraid that I would be pitted against people on the opposite side of the issue.
Yeah, this is such an argumentative issue.
Yeah.
Rarely do people actually discuss the true details and real information.
Right.
It typically spins out into a yelling match.
Well, it's become like just this battle cry. And this is what I've come to understand is like the work that I do at the school where I sit on the board is diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice work.
Uh-huh.
What I understand now is that when people hear critical race theory, they're thinking about that type of work. They're thinking about that type of work being carried into kindergarten, first grade, second grade classrooms.
And what we've come to understand is critical race theory is an actual college curriculum that's not taught in schools per se.
It's actually not taught anywhere. It's a theory that's studied.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's getting sort of hijacked.
Yes.
And put through a lens of inclusion and equity and diversity.
Right.
Unfairly.
Absolutely unfairly. And what's happening now is governors of certain states are using that to make sure that the work that I do at the school where I sit on the board isn't being done in other classroom settings.
Yeah, it is a complicated, it's difficult to lay out all the facts of this without getting emotional, I think. Not with us here, but
yeah,
in other discussions I've seen. The show actually felt like it was a balancing act all along of how people wanted to get fired up at the lack of understanding, or yeah, I think everybody felt misunderstood a lot of times. So I think that this is an important thing that you and I found out in your research was that equity, inclusion, and diversity is a separate issue altogether, but a very important issue in schools in America.
Right. Right.
And why is that?
Well, why is it important?
Yeah. Why is it important for someone, say, from my hometown?
Yeah.
To not confuse and conflate CRT with inclusion, diversity, and equity.
Yeah. I mean, I think what has happened is because critical race theory, which is, like you said, only studied in law school and at the university level, has this other work has been labeled that so that it can be neatly bundled and taken away. I think really the bottom line is that people, white people, for the most part, white parents were afraid that if their children learn about not just slavery, but the inequities in our society that are being perpetrated today, that their children will feel bad about their whiteness and feel bad about themselves unnecessarily.
And that becomes the battle cry, right?
Right.
We don't want our kids to feel bad about who they are.
Right.
And here's the information that seems to make them feel bad. Now, I think the thing that has been difficult to sort of attach is that slavery still has impact on our society today.
Yes.
And the difficulty to explain how that's still enmeshed, people give up on listening because they want to get emotional about it. And they want to get like, well, you're just telling me that my kids are bad because they were slaves 200 years ago.
Right.
And I think that this subject needs a longer look at and a bigger listen.
Yeah. I mean, I think from my own perspective as a Black mother, you know, I'm among the 13% of our nation's population that identify as
13%.
Black. 13%
of the nation is of color.
And the only, you know, the majority of our population, we did not immigrate here because we thought it was going to be a better place for us to live. We were brought here. We were enslaved and brought here against our will. Many, many, many of us died. And those that made it were enslaved in chains and hobbled and made to live in a certain way in this country and not given rights. You know, given rights after women were given rights, the rights to vote. And, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education and the Voting Rights Act changed a lot of things during the Civil Rights era. But it really just didn't change the way people were treated in a lot of areas of our country and for a lot of people. And I think the study of that, and, you know, somebody's listening to this might tell me I have something wrong, and they'll probably be right, which is why the study of this is so important. We need to know the lineage of this thing and how it's impacting all of us who live in this society now. And we need to look at that with a lens of equity to make sure that the Black children in your classroom are feeling as included and as cared for, you know, as all the children in the classroom. That's not happening now.
All right. So let's talk real quick, just a real quick one, about what is equity and inclusion in classrooms. Can you give us give me a quick reminder?
Sure. So, you know, the difference between equality and equity. Equality is everyone gets a pair of glasses, right?
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Equity is everyone gets the correct prescription.
Okay.
So while, you know, everybody might have an opportunity to go to the hot lunch line, not everybody can afford to eat what's in the hot lunch line. So, yeah, it's open to everybody, but we can't afford to eat there. So there's no equity in that scenario.
Right. So, and then what is the understanding of what critical race theory actually represents? Because I don't think we've talked about that.
Well, I mean, like what it actually is or what people are hearing?
Is it the study of?
So critical race theory, this is what I understand now. Like I said, somebody else may tell me that I'm wrong, but I did get this.
Please feel free to. This is a conversation, you guys.
Yeah, and join our Patreon so we could talk about this on our next Zoom hang.
Well,
that would be super cool.
We would love to.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
But anyway, so what I understand is there is a theory that this country is systemically racist because of the way that Africans were enslaved and brought to this country and then kind of filtered through our system. What the critical race theory studies is when those laws were changed, the ones that I mentioned, Brown versus the Board of Education, the Voting Rights Act, etc., did that impact racism? And if so, how? And that's what critical race theory is. They are studying whether or not racism was impacted by the changing of laws, which is why it's studied mainly in law school.
Okay, so I think that this is probably one of the most important differentiations in this conversation, is that CRT and inclusion and equity are not even the same thing.
No.
And one is a study in a college setting, in an advanced college setting. And
yes.
One is a school sort of requirement and program in most schools in the country to be sure that everybody is having an equal opportunity experience amongst mm-hmm. themselves.
Yes. And that everyone in that classroom feels included. So yeah. The conversation about slavery, you know, for the one black child in the classroom may make them feel excluded. They're not part of the they're not having the same experience as everybody else in that classroom is having, which you can't always fix, but you can make attempts to set the table for those types of conversations so that one black child feels like they have a place in the discussion.
I hope everybody who's listening takes a minute, looks up this stuff, finds out some information that helps them understand it. Now, back to the actual interview. As soon as we got nervous and you started studying, they asked for another, if you had any other friends who might
yes.
want to speak. And
a
white friend who might speak to sort of the idea that CRT was still an important issue to mm-hmm. be discussed. And I think, immediately suggested Sarah Dean.
Was that you? You're going to take credit for that?
I'm just
Sarah, are you listening to this?
Look, I got credit for the video. Anyway.
You get major credit for the video. I'll give you half points on Sarah.
If I didn't
on that.
Suggest her, I was definitely like, she'll do it. And you called up to her, and she's not in the state. So she flew down within 12 hours.
Yeah, that's the crazy story that we told yesterday on the show, is
yeah.
like how she got that call. And she had even less time to make those videos that you made.
I know.
And she did a great job.
She could have flown me up there. I'd have made them for her.
Yeah. Yeah. but yes, I'll give you, I mean, hon, you deserve so much credit.
Well,
actually,
what I was going to say was cool about that is now I felt better because you had an advocate with you. You had
yes.
somebody, like, you were going to go into this setting. We weren't sure how they were going to pit you against the opposing side. And Sarah Dean was there to make sure that the scales were more or balanced
yeah.
better. And she is a great advocate.
She is a great advocate. She's an incredible ally.
Incredible ally.
What was really cool was that, yes, she was there in an official role as an ally, as a white woman who lives in America, who is completely for diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice work, the kind of work that I do.
Yep.
And she had really good reasons why she is. And you should listen to the episode yesterday.
We actually have an older episode of
yeah.
her during the George Floyd time that is extremely informative.
Yeah, and powerful.
And powerful.
And powerful.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, so she was there as an actual ally for me in that way. But she was also, I had a friend
yeah,
there because she's my friend. And that
now,
was
wait,
really
wait.
The coolest thing.
One more thing, because we are running out of time. The other thing that was especially awesome about this is your father happened to be in town.
Yes, Dr. Ronald Cathcart
yep. and,
of Melbourne, Florida.
I didn't want to go sit in a studio all day, so Ronald decided to go with you, and you couldn't have had a better team.
Oh, no, he was awesome. But mm-hmm. they did put him way in the back.
They did.
And it wasn't because he was black.
We don't know that.
No,
sure.
It was because he was wearing logos, and you can't have anything with logos on
oh, right.
in the front rows. So, But I heard him during the taping. I didn't know where he was because the lights were in our faces, but I heard him.
Yeah, he's great. He also actually has an episode with us, you guys, Dr. Ronald Cathcart. And yes. He was talking about staying
healthy
during the COVID at the beginning of COVID.
We actually re-released that in December of 2021. You should check it out.
It's a great episode. Yeah. And so, a great homage to your dad.
Yeah. Hun, thank you for having this discussion for me. I really wanted to just, kind of just put this subject to bed with you because you were such a big part of it.
Well, I enjoyed being a part of it. Here's the thing I get. I get to learn a lot about things that I think I understand or want people to think I understand. I learned a lot more of them by being in your life. You do a lot more research than me and you have a lot more invested in it. I come up from a very relatively privileged space in my life that doesn't require me to have consequence, but I've watched your sons navigate this world, and I've watched your family navigate this world, and I realize that we have two separate journeys, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, hun, let's not forget our Patreon shout-outs.
Oh, no. We have some really good ones,
yeah,
hun.
We got some new ones.
We have some new ones.
Yeah, welcome to the crew.
But first, we have our OG Patreon, Rose Pricks Podcast.
It's still the only way I watch The Bachelor.
So, The Bachelor this season has been a wild ride, full of lies, deceptions, and unknowns. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that is. That's a good recipe, yeah.
Something. And if you have a love-hate relationship with The Bachelor, then the podcast Rose Pricks is for you.
Uh-huh.
Fellow comedians Angel Laquita Moore and our very own Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Stephanie.
They dissect the drama, plus have important discussions on race, mental health, and feminism. But most of all, they keep it real. Real funny, that is.
Yep, they do. Hilarious.
New episodes drop Monday night or Tuesday morning if they're too tired.
I love that.
Right? So find them anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
All right, honey. So tell us, who is our next Patreon that we're shouting out today?
We have a new patron in Mercedes Cusick LMFT. So excited about this. She's our friend and a supporter of the show, and we love her family.
Mercedes.
She is a licensed trauma therapist and certified EMDR therapist.
All right. You're going to tell me more about that, right?
Yeah. What that means that she's had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something pretty incredible. It's called EMDR Intensives.
Hmm.
So this is a concierge curated program that's just for you, anyone who's listening. EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days and are the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow. So what I'm understanding is that these intensives allow you to unpack the past and the pain without having to deal with everyday life stuff like carpools, morning meetings, presentations,
exactly.
Stuff like that.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, hon. Yeah. So Mercedes EMDR intensives allow you to update old narratives about how you get to show up in the world, who you are, and what you deserve.
Right. And these intensive formats, they decrease treatment time and they save you a lot of money in the long run.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today.
Yeah, and don't live with the pain of the past traumas any longer than you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. Her website is www.mercedescusick.com. That's MercedesCusick.com.
Nice spelling, hon.
Thanks, hon. So, who's next?
Yeah, our final shout out of the day is for our friend Kathleen Hahn.
Oh, Kathleen, one of my favorite fans.
She is. And I was just saying that she's like been the official like secret taster of all our recipes before.
I mean, honey, we've been running everything kind of by her as it comes out.
Yes. From the very inception of the podcast to where we are now, she's always been a great fan, a great supporter. I think she wrote one of our first reviews on Apple Podcasts.
She did, didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining our Patreon. Shout out to you. And we're going to hear more about Kathleen next month. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.